Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is April the 23rd, year 2010, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kind of hard to believe it's already April and summer's around the corner, but we're on threshold. Today's topic, ADHD and religion. With us today in our virtual studio is going to be Steve Gundy talking about the topic. But I'd like to talk a little bit about next week's show before we get into things, because we're going to do what hasn't been done before on Blog Talk Radio. We're actually going to do a live broadcast. That's right, a live broadcast. This is always done in my virtual studio in Tampa, Florida. But next week I'm going to be in Chicago for the ADHD Coaches Organizational Conference. And we're going to do about a 15-minute show on Friday, and we're going to do it live and tee things up about what's going on at the conference. But one of the reasons I want to spend some time on that, we're also going to use some new technology. There's a social media thing called Cinch that's associated with this radio show, and I'm going to have the ability throughout the weekend to go up and interview people at the conference, both volunteers working the conference, some attendees, and actually the speakers, and interview them on the spot. And those interviews will be published to the internet and automatically on my Twitter account. So you'll be able, if you're interested, you can actually go to Dig Coaching is my Twitter account. So it's www.twitter.com/digcoaching. Again, that's twitter.com/digcoaching. And you'll be able, I guess, to go to the link and listen to the interviews throughout the weekend. So that's pretty exciting. And then final weekend, we're going to have Hannah Klein on talking about energy medicine for ADHD. So couple exciting shows coming up. But today's topic is ADHD and religion. And again, with me today, we've got Steve Gundy. Steve is an attention coach, and he's on a mission to support Christian businessmen and entrepreneurs who are making transitions through difficult circumstances with their work and personal life. Steve's clients gain energy that brings their dreams into focus and sparks momentum by putting their personal desires into action. Steve is an ADHD coach trained with 12 years of experience as a family and behavior consultant, including 8 years of experience as a clinical supervisor. Steve's been happily married for 11 years to his wife, Kim, and he's a loving father with an 8-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old special needs son, and an 18-year-old stepson. He's passionate about gourmet cooking, which is interesting to me. I'm going to have offline discussion with him about that. And he's very passionate about his service to his local church. And as an ADHD coach, one with ADD, and somebody who's passionate about the church, I couldn't think of anybody better to bring onto the show to talk about the impact of ADHD in religion. And today I think our goal is going to be to actually take a look at the relationship of ADHD and religion and actually spirituality and talk about some of the issues that kind of come up, let some of the ADDers know that many people struggle with this. So without further ado, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeff. It's a privilege to be here.
It's I'm excited about today's show. This was the motivation for the show kind of came from a couple different places. I have coached several individuals that had ADD, and spirituality came up, and many of them referenced some frustration. Let me give you a situation. Many of them would find themselves maybe in a situation where they were trying to pray or they were supposed to be kind of connected to God, and they kind of found their brain was kind of going all over the place, and they were struggling with it. And it was really, really kind of unfortunate. And I just really kind of thought today's discussion would be just good to kind of get out there, letting others, you know, for those ADDers that are very religious and that sometimes struggle with these types of things, that you're not the only ones out there. And
No, not at all. not at all.
I tell you what, Steve, to kind of kick things off, what from your perspective, you're very spiritual self. Can you speak to the topic?
Sure, sure. You know, Jeff, I grew up in the church my whole life. The perspective that I'm coming from in the context here is having been taught the fundamentals of the faith. So, you know, I think back to my childhood and growing up in the church. And keep in mind, apart from school, church is where one of my primary social connections happened. It was also where a lot of learning happened for me as it pertained to growing up in the church. So I think about growing up in the church as a kid, and I think about really, really wanting to please people, pleasing my parents and what they were trying to teach me and raise me to be, pleasing the elders of my church because of what they were influencing me to grow up to become.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, Jeff, just wanting to please God in my relationship to God. I wanted to live a life that reflected what I read in the Bible and what God wanted me to live by. So I was taught all these different ways, all these different spiritual disciplines, so things like praying, meditating, fasting, all these different things. You know, and when it came right down to it, there was a lot of different methods that people taught me on how to pray, on how to meditate, how you go about memorizing the literature, the verses, whatever that may be, whatever that may mean to an individual who is well acquainted with their own religion. And there was a real disconnect that happened there, Jeff, for me as an ADDer, especially not being aware and not realizing the impact of ADD for me at that time. The disconnect, Jeff, came when I tried to do it the way I was being taught to do it, and the method for doing it just really fell short. I wasn't able to memorize that verse. I wasn't able to focus long enough to meditate on anything. And praying, boy, I looked at God and thought, boy, he must be thinking, I can't focus long enough to even barely have a conversation with him in prayer. So the result, Jeff, was a tremendous amount of self-judgment.
Mm.
You're not good enough. You're not spiritual enough. God couldn't possibly be pleased with you right now.
Wow.
The elders in your church are saying, all you got to do is, your parents are saying, keep trying, helping you along the way the best they can, but you just keep falling short.
Mm.
That's a rough place to be for us 80-years.
Well, it is, and I got a few questions, because this is exactly the reason why I thought this would be a great topic, because I think that there's so many people out there that can identify with this.
Yeah.
Now, as a child growing up, were you diagnosed as a child or later in life?
I was diagnosed later in life. I actually diagnosed just in the last 5 years. So, you know, growing up in the 70s and the early 80s, the awareness of ADHD just wasn't there either.
Yeah.
There was some awareness that I might have had some kind of a learning disability, but you look at learning disabilities and people tend to think about what's broke about you and what they need to do to fix you.
Yeah. So, you know, I can only imagine growing up as a child in church, trying to do this stuff and having some difficulty. It's just, I mean, you're in church and you're actually judging yourself in a church. Because all this stuff, else is having such an easy time with it, and you're having difficulty. That's just got to be that's just tough space.
Well, you know what? Let's flash forward here just a bit, and come to a place where now I'm a father, raising a family, trying to instill in my family the spiritual values that I want for them. And let's talk about a Sunday morning. You wake up. The minute you open your eyes, your brain is activated. You're scanning and looking for what's going to stimulate your brain and focus it. And, you know, if I were to describe to you a Sunday morning experience, it's getting up in the morning, making breakfast for my kids, working with my wife as a team to do all the preparational things that can just get everybody in the car and off to the service, right? And so I get there to the service, and I walk in, I do the meet and greet with everybody. I go into the service, and usually when you go into a church service, there's of course some type of music, worship experience that occurs. And then all of a sudden, right out of nowhere, at least it can be like this for us ADDers, right out of nowhere, you're suddenly sitting down, and everything's turned off, and you have your pastor, your priest, your rabbi, whoever that may be, up in front of you, talking to you specifically, and all of a sudden, without anything to stimulate your mind, you're supposed to focus on this one conversation that you're having, that this pastor's trying to have with you.
Yep.
And that can be excruciating to make a shift like that. I mean, talk about just feeling like you just ran into a wall. And then, uh-huh. then you come to this place where you start to, I'm the inattentive type, more so than the hyperactive type. So my sluggish mind activates the sluggishness, and I find myself almost like I'm dozing off, in this warm room where I'm just trying to maintain my focus, because there's something takeaway that I'm going to have for this message, this sermon. And so even as an adult, I would do as with my wife was I'd kind of poke at her, talk to her. What I was doing, I didn't realize I was really just kind of not so much trying to get her attention as much as trying to activate my own mind to engage
sure.
something, and not realizing that. And my wife's saying, look, get away from me. Listen to the pastor. listen to what God's trying to say to you. And so there was that kind of fun little thing that was going on between my wife and I now that we look back on it. But it all came to was just a natural, instinctive way for me to try to engage in some way, shape, or form. Because even as an adult, what was left with me from a childhood was, I just want to be pleasing to God. I want to raise my kids the right way. The way that I want to just pass on my values, to spiritual values to my kids. And I want to go into this service modeling appropriately for my kids and for my family what that should look like. And here's this ADD husband kind of poking at his wife, acting like the school kid who can't keep himself together in the middle of class. You know what I mean? And so, as light as that sounds, boy, you should still come to those places where you realize that you're still struggling with all those judgments, all those negative messages that come. Not that God's necessarily thinking that about you, but you're really going to a place where, again, it gets pretty rough. It zaps your energy. You start wondering and asking the question, God, why did you make me this way?
Yep.
Did you hear the anger in that, Jeff?
Yep.
Did you hear the kind of victim response when we ask the question, why? What
Absolutely.
Did God do to me? Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So that's kind of the experience. And again, there's a lot of self-judgment wrapped up into that. And I say self-judgment because I've come to know this, that when the voice of God speaks, however he speaks to you, he's not going to tell you you suck.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what's left is the conclusions you're making about yourself.
Yep.
My goodness, how do you break out of that? How do you do something as simple as just shift the gears so that you can just really engage and listen to what you really do want to listen to? And
yep.
Who are you really trying to please? There's another question that comes from that.
I kind of like to pause here and just stop here for a second. And this goes out to everybody who is attracted to come to listen to this episode, who has ADD and has some stuff, because what Steve has described himself, I think, takes its different forms in different people. Again, I've worked with some people who said, they sit down in the church and their mind goes blank. The rabbi or minister or pastor is kind of going on, and they're thinking about a meeting, a business meeting last week, or what they've got to do after church or something like that. Or other ones are just kind of sitting there listening, and they have a hard time focusing on the message. It doesn't really matter how it manifests for you. The point really is you're not alone. Many people with ADD, when it comes to interacting with religion, they struggle with this space, and it's not necessarily easy. And Steve, I guess what I'd like to do is I want to get ready to kind of go to a break here.
Uh-huh.
And when we come back, can you kind of speak to, you've talked about your situation, you kind of come in there. Can you kind of talk to you like, okay, when you are there in kind of church and you're going to focus what you do actually to kind of get engaged and with your relationship with God?
Absolutely, Jeff. I'm looking forward to that.
So before we go to break, Steve is an attention coach, and his focus is on spirituality, particularly for entrepreneurs and businessmen. So for those out there who might want to get in contact with you, Steve, can you give them your contact information?
Sure. I have a website, stevegundy.com. That's G-U-N-D as in David Y, stevegundy.com. Or you can reach me on my business line at 574-855-1800. And there's an opportunity for you to have a free 30-minute session with no pressure or obligation to continue with me. But if there's a way that I can be of service or help to those who identify with spirituality and what God can do to reveal your strengths to you, then don't hesitate to give me a call.
Excellent. With that, we'll go on break, and we'll be right back.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome back. This is your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, here with Steve Gundy talking about ADHD and religion. Before the break, we were talking about the impact of ADD in religion and kind of how it shows up. And at this part of the show, we want to kind of transition at least Steve to talk about when he's in church and stuff. Like, what does he do to stay engaged, and how does he overcome or put ADD aside in terms of his relationship with God? So, Steve, can you comment on that?
Sure. You know, when I described what it was like getting up in the morning, preparing my family, and taking them to church, and moving into that service where, you know, you want to be focused, there's a big gap there between waking up in the morning and either shifting your gears down enough to focus or activating your brain enough to focus, okay? One of the key things when we talk about shifting to a place of focus is in the structure you put in place and the ritual you develop to be able to get there. Jeff, when I'm up in the morning, especially on a Sunday morning, one of the things I need to activate my brain is physical movement. So I'm up and actually enjoy doing some of the morning chores, and I put those in place for a reason, because it just gets me moving, gets me active. Then when we move to getting to the church, I on purpose go find people to meet and greet, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because that social connection doesn't necessarily cause my executive functioning to operate at the optimum level, but
yep.
That social connection gets me engaged on a feeling level.
Okay.
Now, that's important for me specifically, Jeff, because when I can enter into the experience on a feeling level, okay, now I'm starting to engage the way I do it. Jeff, one of the things I know about myself is that when I hone in on the essence of what a subject is about or what's being discussed, then, Jeff, a tremendous amount of focus is created for me. So what does that look like going into the church service? Suddenly, when everything has slowed down, and that pastor wants to speak and teach to me, I specifically, in my inner dialogue, is running like 1,000 miles an hour. You know, what I'm thinking inside and how I'm feeling about that. One of the things I do to slow that down is I use a journal. And what I do is I begin to write down words that for some reason hit a spot with me that I feel in my chest on a heart level. I'll write that word down. It's a word that the pastor might have said or something that I might have seen in the Bible that he's pointed out to me.
You actually have a piece of paper and a pencil in church where you're actually
writing. That's right. I've got a journal and a pen that I'm writing down, not everything the pastor's saying, because next thing you know, I'm creating more chaos for myself trying to do more than just be there and feel it in the moment.
Yep.
And when I write down those key words, what may look like me not paying attention because my head's buried in my journal, I'm making connections between those words, and I'm asking myself the question, what does this teachable point mean to me?
Wow.
You know, for us as Christians, we might be looking at Scripture during that time, and we might be saying, what does the text in this Scripture mean to me that my pastor's pointing out to me? And when you start to make those connections, what I'm really talking about here is engaging that very perceptive side of us as ADDers, that part of us that doesn't know and understand because we can logically deduce it at the time, but picking it up through all our other senses.
Yep.
That creates that focus, that now some connections are made, and all of a sudden, bam-o, wham-o, bam-o, we have an aha moment that deepens our spiritual experience that otherwise would not have been there.
You know, Steve, what I love about what you're describing is you're relating your particular story and what you actually do in church, and the journaling thing is kind of a great idea because when I back up at a high level, you're doing it your way.
Right.
You're not really doing it their way. I mean, I can't imagine that your church, there's a whole bunch of people with pads of paper out and pencils journaling this stuff with what's going on, but it's your way.
Right.
And what I love about you is you're self-aware in how that works, but you're like, hey, wait a second, this is not their way, but this is the obvious way for me to do it, and this is kind of how I make the connection.
Yeah, and let me qualify that, Jeff, by saying this. What I'm describing to you is the end point of about 3 years of searching,
uh-huh.
asking myself the questions that don't feel good,
uh-huh.
coming to a place and pausing and noticing the questions that I hadn't considered before about who I am, about the way God has designed me, and then had to really work hard at giving myself permission to move forward in a way that other people might look at and go, huh? What's he doing? Because that self-judgment can really, really get in the way.
Absolutely.
And working it, allowing for that permission to happen, to enter into that perceptive, insightful process that reveals to us who we are and the way God's designed us, gives us the opportunity to understand things that we didn't understand before about ourselves. And if we stick to the methods, and those methods don't work for us, and we still think, I got to keep trying, if I just keep trying hard enough, I know I'll be spiritual enough, we're going to get slapped upside the head with our own judgment.
Uh-huh.
So if there's one thing that I encourage any listener out there that this is resonating with, is give yourself permission to enter that process. And one of the best things I ever did personally, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
is I got connected with a small group of people who I could explain this ADD stuff to them
uh-huh.
in a non-judgmental zone where they didn't have to pass judgment, but I could just simply be understood whether they understood it or not. And working towards that, if you're in your local church, working towards that, there's many opportunities like that to socially connect on a deeper level with a few people who understand where you're coming from, could be a very valuable way to enter into that process and to give yourself that permission. So I would encourage that.
Excellent. Exceptionally well put. Exceptionally well put. Steve, let me ask you a question. Now that you're kind of you've been through that, trying to figure this stuff out, actually you're doing that now, how does it feel now? How empowering or disempowered, like what's it like going to church now as compared to maybe what it was years ago?
Sure, sure. Jeff, I'm much more connected. I'm much more connected on a deeper level. Where I was isolated before,
yep,
and where I felt trapped before spiritually by my own self-judgment, there's a kind of liberation that has come with being able to go and do based on who I am in my service to my church. One of the things I do once a month to serve my church, I show up to Sunday school and I teach a group of kids the Bible lesson for that day.
Sure.
Now, Jeff, again, not focusing on methods, but focusing on who God is and what he's designed me to be, has empowered and liberated me to go in there and do some pretty creative physical movement type of stuff.
Yep.
That teaches the kids, that even gets the kids involved in it. And, you know, when you come from that place of strength, people notice, and it's a lot easier for them to accept the way you do it, because
yep.
What comes from you is that confidence, not just the confidence that you have in yourself, but the confidence they see you have in God, because you're allowing God to work through you to be a positive influence through your local church.
Exceptionally well put. Exceptionally well put. Steve, we've got about 3 minutes to go, and I'd like to kind of back up here and just kind of like take a look at, you know, the program. The topic of today was really to take a look at ADD and its impact on a person's spirituality.
Uh-huh.
In the first part of the show, I think you did a great job sharing with the listeners your own personal experience about the clash of
oh,
the
yeah.
two. And
yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm very excited about the show and people's ability to listen to it, because for all the listeners out there, one of the things that I wanted out of the show is to let those with ADD out there know who are spiritual that you're not the only one that's struggling with this, and that that the impact of ADD in religion, it manifests in many others, and it manifests in different way, by the way. Steve's described himself. Yours might be a little different, but the bottom line is you're not the only one out there. But then, since the break, the idea of pausing, understanding and kind of accepting how you do it and kind of bringing that stuff in and knowing how you can kind of go about enabling ways to enable you to focus in the church. And your particular way of journaling while you're there might not look obvious to other people, but it's what works for you. And the joy that I'm hearing that you're having, like, about your connection now with God as a result of quit beating yourself up for not being able to do it the other way, but the euphoria of being able to do it your way. And that's the one thing about today's program I hope those listeners out there that can identify with is if you're struggling, you're not the only one, but what we encourage you to do is to pay attention to yourself, learn how you're focused, and then bring that with you into your God, into your relationship with God. So, Steve, we've got about a minute and a half to go. Do you have any parting thoughts for our
sure.
listeners before we wrap it up?
Sure. The process you undergo is not just if I do enough of these methods or enough of this trial and error stuff that somehow I'll get it. The process is intuitive. The process is an insightful process. It doesn't just come because you logically deduce how it should work. But let me encourage you that despite the fact that it's not easy, it can be frustrating, remember that some of the best things that happen in life come from the struggles that we have. And remember, there's no shortcut to anything worthwhile. So I encourage you to engage that process, because there is something that God has for you that he wants to teach you and help you understand.
Steve, thank you very much for coming on the show today. I'm thrilled. I think this is great. Maybe did. Well, everyone, for another great edition. of Attention Talk Radio. We'll catch you next week. Take care, everyone.